AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Flyers continue to face delays and cancellations in the aftermath of the weekend blizzard that slammed the eastern U.S. FlightAware.com CEO Daniel Baker.
For some of the international flights, they have to bring planes back from overseas and they have to get people back in position. And some of these are very long flights, long distances, and so it's very logistically complex.
More than 2,500 flights were delayed or canceled today. In Washington, lawmakers have postponed tomorrow's hearing to question former pharmaceutical CEO Martin Shkreli. His company hiked the price of the only approved drug for a rare and sometimes deadly parasitic infection by 5,000%. The Supreme Court won't let North Dakota enforce a law banning abortions when a fetal heartbeat is detected as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. AP correspondent Mark Sherman has more.
The law never took effect. It was blocked by a federal judge and struck down by the federal appeals court in St. Louis as unconstitutional. And the state appealed to the Supreme Court. And the court today simply said it would not hear the state's appeal.
North Dakota's attorney general says the decision came as no surprise. Authorities say they're exhausting every lead in the hunt for three inmates who escaped from a maximum security jail in Southern California. Orange County Sheriff's Lieutenant Dave Sawyer.
We probably served upwards of 30 search warrants, and again, not necessarily all residential search warrants, but there's other avenues that we have search warrants. We have to have search warrants for that also. That's any types of communication devices, computers, phones, those types of things.
President Obama says he will ban the use of solitary confinement for juvenile and low-level offenders in federal prisons. He cites the potential for devastating, lasting psychological consequences from the use of isolation as punishment. This is AP Radio News. Opening statements were heard in the Brooklyn trial of a New York City police officer who killed an unarmed black man.
A prosecutor says Officer Peter Liang recklessly fired his gun into a darkened stairwell, and when the bullet hit someone, instead of aiding the victim, he whined about how he could get fired. Liang's defense attorney says the shooting was a terrible accident, that the officer's gun was drawn because he was headed to the roof of a housing project. In her words, the most dangerous place of a dangerous place. Advocates see the manslaughter charges in the 2014 death of Akai Gurley as a justifiable response to police escaping prosecution for the shootings of unarmed black men. Defenders of the officer say Liang's being made a scapegoat. He's expected to testify. Warren Levinson, New York.
Hilton is launching a new hotel brand focusing on budget travelers looking to spend $75 to $90 a night. The new brand, called True, aims to compete with economy chains like Comfort Inn and Fairfield Inn and La Quinta. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.